231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today, this Monday, October 6, 2025 edition. Well, first short little story that's breaking. Deep state swamp leftist FBI agents are threatening the director, Kash Patel, that if he does a perp walk on Jim Comey, they're going to resign. Oh, my God, I love it. Comey is going to be arrested because of the indictment that was given per a grand jury. And in the process, when you get arrested, they take a mugshot, and sometimes they actually show him in the arrest process being handcuffed and put into a vehicle. Well, these deep state swamp creatures, FBI agents, says that if Kash Patel instructs law enforcement to handle it that way, they're going to resign. Please do. Do us all a favor. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. And do the right thing for your cause. Show that you're the right man. That you're going to absolutely, absolutely get up and quit and resign from the FBI. Please do us all a favor. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one of the things that's happening, Donald Trump is acting like the commander-in-chief. In that process, he is looking at law and order. He is looking at the safety of real citizens. He's looking at cities like, for example, New York, Chicago, Memphis, and of course, Portland, Oregon. What he's doing very simply is he's bringing in federal agents and National Guard troops to enforce the laws, to keep the peace, to make the streets safe. Every single one of these major cities, folks, the mayors of those cities are communist, leftist, socialist, progressive Democrats. Every single one. Even some of these states have the same type of governors. So between the governor of these states, along with the mayors of these cities, Donald Trump's ignoring and bypassing and saying, you know what, I'm going to do what's right for the people of those communities. And the left is just losing their minds, completely losing their minds over it. So, bottom line, these mayors are taking Donald Trump, the president of the United States, to court. Taking him to court, having these very liberal judges make decisions that what Donald Trump is doing is unconstitutional. Absolutely getting rid of all of this garbage that's going on in these cities, eliminating it. Just saying, enough's enough. We're going to have law and order. We're going to crack down. We're going to make the streets safe. And if you guys don't like it, too bad, so sad. And guess what? I don't care. I don't care what these liberal judges say. They don't get to tell me, the President of the United States, what I get to do when it comes to protecting the citizens of our country. Pure and simple. End of story. Well, Gavin Newsom claims that he has the ability to take it directly to the United States Supreme Court. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. Number one, will the United States Supreme Court even hear the case? It hasn't gone through the normal, typical court process, where you start in the lower courts, then the appellate courts, then the state's Supreme Courts, where you file the case, ultimately being appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Well, Gavin Newsom is claiming that this is such a national emergency that he is going to do this. So we'll see where this goes. Donald Trump says he's going to call up National Guard troops from California now that they got Los Angeles under control, and he's going to move them up the coastline to Oregon. Well, Gavin Newsom said, sorry, Mr. President, you don't get to move my National Guard troops. Donald Trump says, with all due respect, sir, I can do whatever I want with any National Guard troops from any state. Well, then piping in on the discussion, Governor Abbott of Texas said, President Trump, if you want to send troops into Oregon, into Portland, send mine. I absolutely will help you get Texas National Guards up into Portland, no problem. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. One of the other stories I've been following is the government shutdown. Well, the interesting part of the whole thing, this process is without a doubt going to come to a head when it comes to the government shutdown. Why? Because Donald Trump is preparing later today, Monday afternoon, to announce some major departments and bureaucratic agencies' permanent closures. According to this Washington Times news story, President Trump is prepared at 4 o'clock p.m. today to hold a press conference announcing the complete and permanent elimination of several bureaucratic agencies and departments and the permanent layoff of hundreds of thousands of federal employees. Government shutdown gives the power to the president to deem what agencies and what employees are essential and which ones are non-essential. One of the other things that we're looking at, the process of how these departments will be handled. This will not necessarily be done simply by a stroke of a pen on an executive order. Part of the budget process, which has caused the government shutdown, needs to be approved by Congress and signed by this president. Now that the Democrats have opened up the door to the budget having to be renegotiated because of the refusal to vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government open, well, guess what they just did? They opened the budget up for negotiations. What they should have done was voted for the continuing resolution and then negotiated for the new budget deal that is going to have to pass in middle of November. Before the end of the year. They didn't do that. They chose not to vote for the continuing resolution, which caused the government to shut down. Well, now guess what? President Trump can do basically whatever he wants during the government shutdown. And there's not a dang thing the Democrats can do to stop it. I absolutely love this. Finally, the last story. Breaking news came out late last night. And we knew this. We knew this all along. January 6th, Speaker of the House at the time, back January 6th of 2021, the day the Electoral College was meeting, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi blocked President Trump's offer of bringing in 10,000 National Guard troops to maintain peace and security. Additionally, they found out that her team was actually doing a filming for an upcoming documentary. While the chaos was completely unfolding, she had video cameras rolling. Additionally, it's now been exposed that 250 FBI agents were actually undercover pushing, agitating the people, and even being part of those who invited the Trump supporters into the Capitol building. So the bottom line, Democrats helped provoke the violence, blocked the National Guard from providing security, and actually participated in the chaos for the cameras. Meanwhile, framing innocent Americans. John Strand said very simply on his post, John Strand USA, we need full accountability for those who orchestrated this fraud on the American people. We demand justice. We demand that Pelosi and former FBI Director James Comey be forced to fully see justice in the court system. What actually happened on January 6, 2021? Who perpetrated it? Who caused it to happen? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Quite a few of you during the show today have texted me media, M-E-D-I-A. My phone has sent you the link directly to the media campaign donation website, givesendgo.com, Axe My Tax media campaign. Stories listed there shows all the donations of people donating. On average right now appears to be roughly about $100. But there are some that have donated $25, $50. Greatly appreciate whatever you can afford. But when I text you, after you text me at 231-360-5140, the word media, what I'd like you to do is click on the link, make sure it works and goes directly to the Give Send Go website. Make a donation, but then more importantly, text forward that text message that I send to you from my phone. Send it to 10 people you know that live here in Michigan. Ask them to make a donation like you did. And after they make their donation, ask them to send it to 10 of their friends. We can make this thing absolutely go viral if we do that. If 10 people get it, and 10 people get 10 of their friends to get it, and 10 of their friends to get 10, this thing can grow and absolutely go viral, and we can raise the money. Don't just text me media, make a donation, and then that's it. Please share it with 10 people, ask them to donate, and then ask them to share it with 10 people. We can absolutely get this thing funded here this week, next week. The ads will start hitting. The text message campaign is going to go out first, and then the ads will start appearing in southeastern Michigan. So greatly appreciate you do that. Text me media, and I'll send you the link. One other thing I did want to mention, this Saturday, you've been hearing the commercials about LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. They're having an open house. They'd like you guys to come party. Like you to come see the largest outdoor event concert venue in North America. Farwell, Michigan. Right off of 115 in Clare County. Farwell, Michigan. Unbelievable venue. You need to come and see this thing. Music will be playing. They'll have food and drinks available. Free concerts going to start at 7 o'clock. Two different live bands. Going to be, hopefully, weather absolutely perfect. I've looked at the extended forecast. It looks like it's going to be in the 70s. Absolutely beautiful Saturday, this coming Saturday, October the 11th. Gates will open at 4. Tours will start at 5. The music will start at 7. So I'm going to be down there. Look forward to seeing you guys. The organizers, the owners of the operation have asked me to MC part of it. It's going to be a fantastic day, beautiful venue. You need to come check this out. Now, they claim that this room, this venue has room for 40,000 people. I mean, it's huge. It's unbelievably huge. Also, by spring, they're hoping to have 2,000 campsites with water and electric. So it's going to be a huge venue. We're excited. I talked to one promoter already. We're looking to see if we can get Jelly Roll and Kid Rock to come and do a joint concert together there next summer. We're in the planning stages of that. So we're looking forward to see if we can, in fact, make that happen right here in northern Michigan. So if you'd like the link to their website, just text me LM. My phone is set up for Liberty Mountain. Text me LM. I'll send you the link to the website. You'll see the address right there at the top. 1001 Mott, M-O-T-T, Mountain Road. This venue used to be the Mott Mountain Ski Resort. Years ago, before they built the concert venue, the airplane hangar, and all the sound system, lighting system, everything that they're going to have there for you to see this Saturday. So absolutely, please make it an effort. Put it on your calendar. We'd love to see you guys there. Let's see, one other thing. Oh, yes. We do have an upcoming Reagan Day dinner for the Sheboygan County Republican Party. It's going to be on October 19th at Mona Lisa's there in Mackinac City. One thing that you have to understand, this is going to be a very, very, I'm going to say probably one of the best attended events for the Sheboygan County Republican Party. Congressman Jack Bergman is going to be there, as well as his primary opponent, Justin Michael. That interchange should be pretty interesting, as well as Senator John DeMoose. So text me, CCRP, and I'll send you the flyer for tickets. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain, USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers.